Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's impossible to please everybody. They said in Arabic, إِرْضَاءُ النَّاسِ غَايَةٌ لَا تُدْرَكُ. You cannot make everybody happy. وَإِرْضَاءُ اللَّهِ غَايَةٌ لَا تُتْرَكُ. Make sure to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what. If we gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will gain it in the life after bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, يقول إن في الدنيا جنة. This is from me. إن في الدنيا جنة من لم يذقها لم يذق جنة الآخرة. There is a jannah in dunya. If somebody does not taste it in the dunya, this person will not taste it in the life after. جنة الإيمان, جنة الرضا. I will share with you some information about these kind of jannat. نسأل الله أن يرزقنا وإياكم جنة النعيم. First, our salah. Our gatherings in the masjid, our connections with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, it's a jannah. You know, there are people, they have so much of wealth. They go home, they have castles. But there is no happiness. There's something missing in their souls and their hearts, which is al-rida, al-qana'a, satisfaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it to all of our hearts. So to be with a group like this, to pray with your brothers and sisters, to make dua for your brothers who are so far from you, but you feel for them. You feel their pain. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. We are like one body. If one part of this body get hurt, the whole body will be affected. Wallahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to us about any part of the body. What about is this part, is the heart? Al-biladu al-mubarakah, al-ardu al-muqaddasah. The Muslim ummah, about 2 billion people are looking at their brothers and sisters in Gaza facing all of this oppression and dhulm. And nobody's doing anything. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you see your brother, you know, losing his right, or the sister losing her right, do something. Change the munkar. And there's a hadith, Shaykh al-Ghazali rahimahullah, in book Khuluq al-Muslim, was talking about if a group of people looking at their brother or a person losing his rights, oppressed, and they don't, and they have the ability to help him, and they don't do that. قَالَ شَمَلَتْهُمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. They will receive the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, since they have the ability to do something, and they don't do that. I was in the masjid of Al-Haram, next to the Kaaba. And one of the sheikhs was talking to the people after Maghrib. I was listening. At the end of that lecture, before Isha, someone asked him a question. Sheikh, what is the hukum about boycott? He said, you know what? Now we're talking about people who are announcing that with our wealth, we will send our money to kill your brothers and sisters. We will let your brothers and sisters to live a miserable life through our money. What do you think, O Sheikh, about stopping dealing or to stop dealing with these kind of businesses? The Sheikh said, it's up to the Wali al-Amr, the ruler. If he says it's halal, it's going to be halal. If he say it's haram, it's going to be haram. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah ya shabab, yani we have to try our best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our goal. Allahu ghayatuna wa hal min ghayatin aghla wa a'zam min ridha ar-rahmani. So the first thing, we should try our best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see to those people who have iman, how they deal with the problems with so much of patience. And that kind of patience brought a lot of people to Islam, brought the attention a lot of people around the world. Now the whole world is shaking, but the Muslim Ummah is sleeping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Urwa ibn Zubayr, rahimahullah, is one of the tabi'een. Once he gets an invitation from Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik to Al-Sham. And Urwa, one of the main scholars of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he decided to go with his son Muhammad. They went from Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, gather us with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. They went from Medina to Al-Sham. On their way, Urwa starts having some pain in one of his legs. When they arrived to Dimashq, ya Allah, make it easy for all of the brothers and sisters around the world. When he arrived to Dimashq, the doctors decided to cut his leg. His son went outside with one of the kids of the Khalifa, and he gets hit by one of the horses, and he passed away. Now, Urwa, the scholar, the tabi'i, the son of Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, the son of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, he got two problems at the same time, losing one of his legs and losing one of his kids. He said, Alhamdulillah. And this word will not come to the tongue of any person unless if he has iman in his heart. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. We see it now in Palestine. Allahi ya shabab, we learned so much of, you know, lessons related to our deen through those families and those kids and those elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and protect them. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So when they came to him, they told him, Ya Urwa, your son passed away. قَالْ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then a person came to Al-Khalifa with a group from a place called Abs. Abs is a big tribe in the Arab area. And that person, one of them was blind. And it seems like his nose is broken, his face is not normal. And the Khalifa was surprised. Why you brought this guy with you? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will be surprised about my look. Allah knows that my tribe did not have someone like me when it comes to family and wealth. He had so much of, you know, a big family, so much of wealth. But he said, one day I decided to take my family to a place, Shi'ab, between the mountains, and I took all of my animals with the family, and I decided to go on one of my camels with my little son to somewhere. A heavy rain came, a big flood took everything in one day. He said, I went back and I could not find any of the family or the animals. So I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then the camel starts running away. He said, I wanted to get my camel, though I left my son, and I heard my son crying. I looked behind, a wolf attacked my son. And I lost my son. He said, the only thing left, what? My camel. He said, I tried to get my camel and it hit me in my face. And this is what happened, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I lost my vision. I lost all of my wealth and all of my family in one day. But I would love to say, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We should try to train ourselves. Whenever we face any problem, small or big, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ja'alna min as-sabirin ash-shakirin ya rabbal alamin. So our example or our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, when he lost his son Ibrahim, he said, Inna al-ayna la tadma'. It's normal for me as human to cry. Wa inna al-qalba la yahzan, and to feel sad about this happen. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wala naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana. We cannot say anything but whatever pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin ya rabbal alamin. You know, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. He said, may Allah make your dua accepted. So if he makes any dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject it. Once he lost his vision, he became blind, alayhi ridwanullah. So someone came to him and he said, ya sahiba rasulillah, you are too old and you cannot see. Why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring your, you know, sight back? Qala, إِنَّمَا اخْتَارَهُ اللَّهُ لِي أَوْ قَضَاءُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِي مِنْ بَصَرِي. The decree and the choice of Allah is better for me than my vision. And Ibn Ata رحمه الله, he said a beautiful statement. قال رحمه الله دَعِ الْهَمَّ بَعْدَ التَّدْبِيرِ. Forgive me if I say some statement in Arabic then translate it. It's good to, you know, to taste the sweetness of Arabic language. قال دَعِ الْهَمَّ بَعْدَ التَّدْبِيرِ means after you do your part, don't worry too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls everything. فَإِنَّمَا اخْتَارَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا اخْتَرْتَهُ أَنْتَ لِنَفْسِكَ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for you, it's way better than your choice for yourself. So we have to be pleased and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, and to keep our du'as for ourselves, for our families, for our brothers and sisters around the world, and make sure in order for us to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh Jazawullah Khair stopped in one of the ayat, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Try to make your parents happy as much as you can, and try to eat from halal. Try not to hurt other people. When we leave the dunya, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will leave it with, you know, empty hands from the right of others. Because this is very important. Sometimes someone may come yawm al-qiyam with so much of hasanat, then he will lose all of them. Why? Because there is no faith or fear in his heart, you know, toward the right of others. And I would like to end with this beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, and this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led the people of Jannah to enter Jannah, Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will talk to the people of Jannah. Hal radithum? Are you happy? Are you pleased? And the people of Jannah will say, ya Rabbi, yes, we are happy. You saved us from the hellfire. You brought us to Jannah. This is the best thing ever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to us, insha'Allah ta'ala. Al-yawma uhillu alaykum ridwani fala askhatu alaykum abada. You gain the pleasure of Allah in the dunya. Now this is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya is so short. And whatever we see from the problems around us, insha'Allah ta'ala, it will stop. It will be ended, insha'Allah ta'ala. But those who lost their right in the dunya, those who are oppressed by the oppressors, they will get their right yawm al-qiyamah, insha'Allah ta'ala. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَجْتَمِعُ الْخُصُومُ. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will stand, and those who are losing their rights, losing their lives, those who are facing, you know, the hunger, the thirst, they don't have enough food, you know, their homes destroyed, their hospitals, their masajid, everywhere in Gaza is destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So, يعني, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His plan. Our weakness may become a reason for the next generation, inshaAllah ta'ala, to wake up, to get together, to work together, to be united, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And I would like to end with this. Urwa ibn Zubayr, when they came to him to tell him the story of the person of, you know, Abs, He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me 4 kids, and he took one of them and left 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me 2 hands and 2 legs. He took one of them and left 3. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, bring to me my leg. They brought his leg, and he said, Allah is my witness that I did not use my leg to any haram place. Ya shabab, don't use your car to any haram. Don't use your body with any haram. Try your best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Allahumma farrij hammana, wa yassir amrana, wa nawwir qulubana, wa aghfir dhunubana, wa astur uyubana, wa ajbur kasrana, wa tawalla amrana. A'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.